Track 26. After you've become comfortable with the phylogeny, use it to review what you've learned about skulls and evolution. Try and think of a major transition in skull evolution at each step. For example, at the node where the rabbit and bobcat are connected, skulls developed only one postorbital fenestra. Note that all of the skulls above this node on the tree also have this character. It got passed down along the way. Try and do this for each node. How does the phylogeny help you to understand how skulls have changed from lizards all the way to humans?